Blog Talk Radio.
And I've been having security fun. It's called Let's Screw with the Guy and see what kind of passwords and crazy stuff we can come up with to cause him to be late. Well, I made it to my funeral anyway, in spite of all these people. The right thing, okay? The title of the show is Right Thing. Which one of many things going on? Question mark. And things is all redlined. You got January 6th, government control, religion, guns, mass shootings, abortion, vote, and sex. Ooh, yeah. Now, I got them in a little different order than what people would like to think that they probably should be in. And I haven't written a lot today. Here's what the committee says. Trump lit the fuse. Ooh, insurrection. They use that in the first sentence, and that's a lie. Yeah, go look at the definition. And this is from the week. I would think that they'd have better literary control of their dictionaries than that, but they don't seem to have it. Numbers grew as Trump message was amplified by right-wing media figures. Ooh-wee. January 6th Save America rally. Stephen Ayers, a Trump follower from Ohio, testified that it was Trump's tweet that brought him and others to Washington on January 6th, and Trump's speech that sent him to break into the Capitol. He didn't say that's not what Trump did. That's a lie. He got everybody riled up, told everybody to head on down. So he basically just followed what he said. Yeah, right. Well, Ayers, I hate to tell you, Stephen, but you're so full of shit it hurts. You remind me of that lady that wasn't even there talking about what Trump did in a vehicle. And what's funny is the Secret Service told the committee that that was a bunch of crap. Never happened. Ooh, you know. So you're going to have a bunch of false horse manure coming out of that, primarily because it's Pelosi's picks. She picked all the people on the committee. Well, my. There's a problem with that. According to the rules of the committee, you can't present witnesses. You can't present contrary positions and the whole nine yards. So Venezuela rigging voting machines and pushed Trump to direct the military to seize the machines. Oh, and here we go. White House counsels Pat Cipollone, who warned Trump of the legal and political consequences of staging a coup. What kind of, how far are they willing to go with these lies and horse shit? He said come to and have a peaceful demonstration. Yeah, that's right. I listen to some things. clearly Trump's corrupt plot to remain in office ran frighteningly deep. Trump's tweet sent right-wing media and militia leaders into frenzied action. Oh, my goodness. Formulating schemes to descend on Washington to prevent a peaceful transfer of power. Well, now, it seems to me that there was an idiot. Yeah, I hope you're paying attention, Pence. An idiot, you, who refused to use the constitutional authority God gave you in order to block the certification, until an investigation was completed. Oh, my goodness, we can't follow the law. Who cares about the law? Look at the southern border. Look at all the murders. Look at these people turning people loose. Given the ties between these groups and Trump's close advisors, Michael Flynn and Roger Stone, it's unlikely that Trump was ignorant of their dangerous plans. Oh, he must be held fully accountable for something he didn't do. Oh, we're making up charges. Okay. That sounds like a certain basketball player that the Russians got a hold of, and they're holding on to it. What did the columnists say? Ooh. The panel isn't conducting an investigation. It's presenting a political narrative, and that's from the National Review. Despite the media hype, I love this. Despite the media hype, Americans are turning out because they know the patently political Democrat-dominated committee is trying to shift the spotlight away from the train wreck that is the Biden presidency as the midterm looms. Oh my goodness. You mean they're playing bait and switch like Hillary Clinton does? Oh, my goodness. Trump did it. That's a lie. All of it, that's a lie. The bulwark. Well, you got a lot of bull. That's true. Who pointed them at the Capitol and told them to fight or lose their country? Well, now, that's true. And it's getting truer and truer every day. The deeper we get into this recession, the more it looks likely that we're going to have something similar to the Great Depression. Ooh, after the assault on the Capitol, 145 House Republicans voted to object to Biden's election. Without a full accounting of that extraordinary degenerate conduct, no investigation of this horror will be complete. Yeah. Kangaroo courts, Pelosi's picks, and all of it. You know, you can't just play the game any way you want. Let's see here. The week, page 12. Got to go. I put these in an order of sorts. Bannon says Bannon wants to face the cowards that think it's cool to offer to convict him of contempt of Congress. Ooh. Page 12. I know it's in here. Page 12. Now, the control of government has been something that everybody and their mother-in-law has been looking forward to since forever. And what I'm talking about is keeping their Gestapo boot off your neck, keeping them from infringing on your right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and shit without being harassed about it. Well, inventing a major legal doctrine. This is from the Washington Post, another Marxist yellow rag. I'll get it right. It just takes me a minute or two. When can a federal agency enforce regulatory laws passed by Congress? Question. Only, I got that old red line, when the conservative justices of the Supreme Court decide it can, said law professor David Super. That's a chilling warning. Chilling warning. Ooh. In the West Virginia versus EPA decision 2 weeks ago, when the court ruled 6-3 that the federal agency cannot rely on the Clean Air Act to broadly regulate greenhouse gas emissions from energy plants. Yeah, well, West Virginia's coal country, you know. Germany switched back to coal. They're getting all their machines oiled and ready to go so that they don't run out of electricity this winter. I'm drinking coffee while I talk to you. The thing about the majority of all this is that a lot of the small countries who can't afford to build a brand new plant, some of the richer countries are taking them apart, disassembling them, and sending the old coal-fired plants to them so that they can maybe have some air conditioning this summer. Oh, yeah, they got a heat wave, too. My. Ruling goes far beyond dramatically limiting the federal government's ability to address climate change. It challenges the government's authority to enforce any regulations. Think about that carefully. Challenges the governor's authority to enforce any regulations. Ooh, phasing out coal-generated power plants would have a major impact. Congress had to pass new legislation explicitly enabling the EPA to do so. And they haven't taken up the gauntlet. They refuse to, act right. Let's see. Okay. Number three is religion. Religion. Why are we out here? Oh, my goodness gracious. That must be an editorial by the editors. Religion. Well, the editor's letter stipulates that we don't allow the government to establish a religion. The way this is worded comes out as BS fear porn. Look out, they're coming. And I'm going to give you some examples. I want you people to be aware of this crap that they're trying to, that the Dems are trying to pull. They're desperate. They know they're going to get their butt kicked, and they don't like the idea. Well, anyway, and there is no religious establishment or endorsement. Whether Susan Caskey likes it as the managing editor of the week or not, here you go. 40-foot Christian cross can stand on public land. That's right. It was approved to be there. A public school football coach can pray to Jesus on the field. Absolutely. It's his religious right, and he didn't force anybody to go along with it. He just said, hey, I'm going to pray. A U.S. state must extend its vouchers to Christian schools that teach a Christian worldview. Well, due to the lack of standards and some kind of guidance these days, that's not too bad of an idea. The newly activist Supreme Court has given a green light to all these government-sanctioned expressions of religious belief. Oh, really? In your opinion, letters editor, this shouldn't be an editor's letter. It ought to be an opinion piece somewhere. In defiance of previous rulings that the Constitution bars official endorsement of a particular religion. Well, the only problem is they didn't do that. Dummy, you can't read, Susan. Come on. Let's get real. Almost all of the decisions are issued on behalf of Catholics or evangelicals. That's crock of crap. Federalist Society, oh my. Co-chair Leonard Leo is a member of the far-right Catholic sect Opus Dei. My goodness. And you get a Catholic court that way. Oh, that's terrible. Six of the nine justices are Catholic. Woo, it's getting worse. Getting worse. You got a nightmare going yet? Well, anyway, the belief that full human personhood begins at conception and that the rights of an embryo trump those of a woman is a conservative Christian teaching. So what? I don't think, personally, that abortion ought to be allowed, except in incest and rape. some dingle-ding, some stupid female wants to spread her legs for somebody, you better be sure that you don't get pregnant. That's just how it is. Okay, then you got all the states saying, yes, we can. Oh, Biden issued an executive order. Whoopity friggin' do. He don't know how to sign his own name, let alone issue an executive order. the belief, our Constitution prohibits government from favoring. Oh, no, it doesn't. It doesn't say nothing about favoring or establishing. Now, that's different. One faith as the state religion, but we are getting perilously close to doing just that. Ooh, fear porn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is the type of horse manure that is the only thing left for the Democrats to grab onto and try to convince you that the Republicans are going to take all your freedoms and rights away. Uh-huh. Let's see here. Here's a little something for you. BA.5 subvariant triggers new COVID wave. Fear porn. My. Here you go. Washington, D.C. Unfinished business. President Biden invited hundreds of people affected by mass shootings to the White House this week to celebrate bipartisan gun control bill he signed recently. But a father's outburst highlighted deep frustration with the failure to enact more sweeping reforms. proof that, despite the naysayers, we can make meaningful progress on gun violence. No, you didn't. You just screwed things up. That's all you did. That's all you managed to do. let's see here. Page 16 and 17. Highland Park, a star-spangled massacre. Anybody paid any attention to some of this stuff? Well, you might want to consider it, because each one of the people that are armed are going to come out similar to what this says.
Hey!
For those of you who don't know me very well, I know some of the baddest mothers ever walked this planet. Now, Highland Park, a Star-Spangled Massacre. And this is about the dude that got up on the roof and shot a bunch of people. And CNN states, in a nation of washing guns, nowhere is immune. Well, now, this is a little bit funky type of case. Some crucial legal and social safeguards clearly failed, says the Wall Street Journal in an editorial. The confessed shooter, 21-year-old Robert Cremo III, fit the profile of many perpetrators. A trouble-dealing man posted violent and extremist content online, including a video of a stick figure version of himself gunning people down. In Illinois, oh, and they got some of the toughest gun control laws in this anywhere. Red flag laws are supposed to keep guns away from such individuals. Oops. Now, here's the kicker. In 2020, the shooter passed a background check, bought 5 guns, with his father co-signing. With his father co-signing. That makes his father legally liable for the massacre. Mom helped. It just gets worse and worse. They're going to jail, all of them. The question of which gun law would have stopped with shooting is becoming increasingly pointless. Oh, well, it's pretty simple. In the New Yorker, they got a lot to say. Most of it is bullshit. But obviously, we stop gun violence by stopping guns. But fetishistic love of instruments of death means there will be no end to the long unending line of gun massacres. That's right. And, you know, what's really troubling is that new legislation didn't do squat. Yeah, that's right. Oh, they make it a little harder on people that own guns. But here's the gist of it. You're not going to stop guns, period. And I'm going to make they got a little column called Noted. And you need to pay attention to some of these things that I say, not because they're so fantastic, but that they are so truthful. More than 1 million gun sales were completed in 2020 and 2021 before background checks on the buyers were concluded. Ooh, really? If a background check takes longer than 3 business days, sellers are allowed to complete the sale while the investigation is still pending. Overwhelmed FBI never finished 734,000 of the checks. The ones completed, 11,564 turned up criminal or mental health records. Well, why didn't you check this dude out? What is wrong with you that you have to play games with law-abiding citizens who won't shoot somebody stupidly? Huh? See what this page 7 says. There's 6, and there's 7. Washington, D.C., unfinished business. President Biden invited hundreds of people affected by mass shootings to the White House this week to celebrate the bipartisan gun control bill he signed recently, but a father's outburst highlighted deep frustration with a failure to enact more sweeping reforms. It never does mention any kind of special deals for crooks. That's proof that we can do it. We can get it right. Yeah, uh-huh. Well, I'm sorry, but there's a lot of things that don't work right. And law enforcement, when you don't have a prosecutor, or he might as well stay home, turn them all loose, and all this garbage. This is the kind of thing that everybody that is a law-abiding citizen and respects the rule of law and other people's rights to not be shot, etc., sort of missed. Well, now it's time to move over to abortion. Ooh. A new war between the states? No, I said. Right-wing talking points, Roe versus Wade. Return the issues to the states had such a soothing ring of finality to it. Uh-huh. That's the Washington Post talking out there, whatevers, again. Without Roe, protecting women's rights, red and blue states would essentially be at war with one another. President Biden last week signed an executive order to protect access to productive health care services. That don't do any good, Mr. Biden. That doesn't do any good at all. Those things are non-enforceable until such time as they are adjudicated and or voted on by both houses of the government. Tough, ain't it? Ooh. Biden order instructs the Attorney General to set up legal teams to offer pro bono defense work for both women and doctors if red states pursue women seeking abortion across state lines, which may become common in our brave new post-bro world. Oh, Biden Democrats can't do much of anything to reverse the Supreme Court's ruling. Now, I want you guys to really get this under your belt. Get your head wrapped around it or wrap this around your head. Can't do much of anything to reverse the Supreme Court's ruling. This nebulous executive order proves it. It's a desperation move. It's just an angry shout of surrender. It is from a president out of options, now that the states are free, as they should have always been, to draft their own laws on abortion. Your freedoms are being returned to you in a very constitutional manner. And they are doing things in such manner that they won't be easily reversed. In other words, you're talking about major legal battles. The ruling has accelerated the race among conservative state legislatures to pass draconian abortion restrictions, including laws against state crossing state lines for abortions and assisting women to do so. Yeah, right. Oh, boy. I got the Switch magazines. You believe that? I got more than one magazine covering the same sort of thing. Here we go. Ellie Mistel, who's a devout Marxist. The extreme court. Slanted far left. That's in this whole article. I would suggest to Ellie Mistel and these other people who have trouble reading English, they probably got a D in kindergarten and their ABCs and stuff, to read the law. And what I mean by that is to read the ruling. Now, in Kennedy versus... We've got several things really faced by the American people who, with the help of Mitch McConnell, the Federal Society, and other Republicans, found six people willing to do this dystopian work. Good. this has consequences even beyond reproductive rights. In Shin versus Ramirez, they ignored a man's proof of his innocence. No. They've got a confession. Sorry, that don't cut it. In Kennedy versus Bremerton School District, they simply made up a set of facts in order to defend a high school football coach who was functionally pressuring public school students into Christian prayer. That's a lie, Ellie. What are you lying? Why do you have to lie? Don't have any facts to back you up? Well, that's BS. Free exercise is in Amendment 5, in case you care to read the Constitution. Actual statistics about gun violence are irrelevant to whether a state is allowed to issue gun permits. That's true. conservative sent to the Supreme Court to do away with Roe have already cannibalized the 15th Amendment and its protection of voting rights. That's a lie. That comes under voting. And I do a little thing on that too. Eroded the separation of church and state. Another lie. How many times you got to lie, Ellie? Ain't got nothing to back up your fat self? Democrats, take power away from the people. They must take it away. And the reason they must take it away is very simple. You have a serious loss coming your way. Oh, boy, Littlefield joins in on this. Volunteers and abortion hotlines heard a wave of shock, urgency, desperation, and despair. Well, maybe if you'd kept your knees together, you wouldn't have that problem. Callers in states hostile to abortion rights want to know if they could still go to their appointments. They weren't sure. 13 states have trigger laws designed to ban abortion once Roe fell. Well, that's cool. You can be any way you want. But not all the laws went into effect right away. At least 8 states, including Alabama, Arkansas, and Missouri, were enforcing bans, according to the Guttmacher Institute in Texas, where Attorney General Ken Paxton warned that prosecutors could now enforce the state's pre-Roe abortion laws. Staff told patients sitting in clinic waiting rooms that they would have to remain pregnant. Yeah, well, spread your legs for the wrong thing. It don't matter if it just feels good for a minute or two, and delicious. The problem is the consequences. Callers flood the lines of clinics in states like Kansas because their appointments in surrounding states were canceled. Oh, my God. Millions of dollars have been pouring in. I don't want to move as many patients. abortion funds, practical supporters have been creating the infrastructure needed to move as many patients as possible to states where abortion remains legal. That's cool. You want to get an abortion over there? That's fine. So long as you don't try to take federal tax dollars and use them for your indiscretions. Ooh. Hour after the ruling that changed the landscape of abortion across access forever. Whoa. When the ruling came down, I think the general public felt a sense of shock and urgency. Oh, yes. As the weekend wore on, protests surged across the country. Then you go to this other one, or this last one. She could get medical care without running afoul of any law. Ooh, that sounds pretty good, don't it? I think it does. A vote. A week. Here we go again. election law. And I got vote up there. This is from the week, July 22nd, 2022. This is right under the Highland Park article. Wonder if they're trying to connect something here. Election law, a grave new threat to democracy. Maybe to a Marxist democracy, yes. Moore versus Harper gave partisan state legislator total unchecked powers over elections. Period. This is like the abortion thing. Goes to the states. There's going to be a whole bunch of fun and games, ringing around a rosy, jumping up and down and hollering and all that. But it's not going to really change anything because you're jumping up and down and hollering, as an example, at an empty building. Think about it. What good does it do if the states have the rights now and you don't? I got the wrong magazine. Fine. That's what I get for switching back and forth. Here we go. Now, this covers a variety of things. It is not limited to any one thing. Callie Holloway, stepped right in it, up your eyebrows. Why we need pride. No, right? The right is firing up a sex and gender panic. Yeah. And anti-LGBTQ violence is spiking. Well, that's good. It's long overdue. I got a simple agreement. I don't care if somebody's a flamer or not. What I care is when they get in my face about it. At that point, I'm able to cut something off you want to keep. Yeah, and you might want to bear that in mind. I ain't going to put up with that. Right-wing propagandist Christopher Rufo. Oh, boy. Skinner reports of more than more it started vulnerable transgender children and young adults. That's the teachers' unions. Ha, ha. In recent weeks, right-wingers have amped up their smears against drag queens who volunteer their time reading books to kids in schools, libraries, claiming the story hours create a sexualized environment. That's true. Yeah, that's true. Well, if you're a boy, how come you're wearing a dress and makeup, you know? That's kids will ask the questions. They'll get right down to where it's at. And the problem is social panics has critical race theory in schools has bragged about turning CRT, an anti-racist legal theory, that's horseshit, toxic by rebranding it as a stand-in for the entire range of cultural constructions opposed by the right. Yeah, you need a right. You need the right. And they need to be armed and ready to use their firearms. I hate to say that because I had enough shooting when I was in Vietnam. But if it comes to that, I'll be there with you. Exploited existing racial resentments to galvanize the white parents, there's the racism, and politicians against teaching of America's history of anti-black racism. It's not the history. That's a lie. Just absolute lie. Rufo and his following conservatives are playing a new round of rhetorical games whose goal is to criminalize further and further marginalize folks whose gender and sexual identities they oppose. I don't really believe, to be honest, that's a lie, but I don't really believe that they seriously oppose those beliefs. Oh, boy. The notoriously racist, transphobic, and homophobic Twitter account libs of TikTok began referring to grooming of LGBTQ people in May of 21. Oh, my goodness. Any opponent of his don't say gay legislators are probably a groomer. Yeah, and that's true. I want the freedom to molest your kids kind of take on things. Only I ain't going to say that. I'm going to keep that under the covers and hide it. Fox News host Laura Ingraham declared public schools grooming centers for gender identity radicals, and GOP Michigan State Senator Lannon Thies make the libelous charge. The state senator Mallory McMurrow is trying to groom and sexualize kindergartners. And if you do any of the stuff that I've already talked about to little kids, you should have something cut off that you want to keep. This kind of paranoia is to proposing legislation to ban children from drag shows. Oh, yeah. As Texas legislator Brian Slatton, Slayton said he would do in response to a video of kids at a daytime drag show, calling the performers perverted adults who are obsessed with sexualizing young kids. That's what it's about. Ooh. Sleep naked with me. Marjorie Taylor Greene wrote that she will be proposing a law to make it illegal for children to be exposed to drag queen performances. Now, there's some limits on some things and not so much on others. Representative Anthony Sabatini tweeted that he plans to file legislation to charge with a felony and terminate the parental rights of any adult who brings a child to these perverted sex shows aimed at Florida kids. Good job. There'd be somebody who's stupid enough to take it on. Texas pastor stated that all homosexuals are pedophiles and called for LGBTQ folks to be shot in the back of the head. That's a bit extreme. Idaho pastors cited the need to put all queers to death and pedophilia. That's a little bit too far. Two incidents in California, Texas, in which members of neo-fascist Proud Boys barged into drag events. I understood that that kind of ended the event. This is just the tip of the iceberg, man. Oh, Lord. Where is this? Library of Drag Queens, Christian Fascist. Tip of the iceberg. Armed Conflict Location Event Data Project. Found that from 20 to 21, anti-LGBTQ actions increased more than fourfold, rising from 15 to 61. That the number of anti-LGBTQ protests increased ninefold over the same period, with at least 15% of those protests becoming violent or destructive in 2021, and that anti-LGBTQ protests and demonstrations in 22 are on pace to surpass the number last year. Ooh. ACLED reports that these actions arose as right-wing politicians and media outlets have mainstreamed the use of increasingly inflammatory rhetoric against the community in the United States. Well, keep your skinners away from our kids, and you won't have that problem. I bet you. I just bet you. Time. When the GOP is using the courts, the law, and old-fashioned white terror. White, do you notice that? White? Uh-huh. Racist crap again. To undo decades of hard-won civil rights progress. Not true. That basically is one of the biggest lies I've come across in all of my reporting, which isn't all that much, one way or the other. This is a party that yells about child sexualization while floating the idea of inspecting children's genitals to verify sex. Yeah, well, it's pretty simple. Drop the drawers and it's got a weenie, it's a boy. You drop your drawers and it ain't got no weenie, it's a girl. Pretty simple, but the thing is, you got to prove it, and that's one way to do it. And they can do that with girls can go with the female teachers, and the boys can go with the boy teachers, and we can just get it all out in the open. The forces that have coalesced on the right, white supremacist groups, QAnon proponents, Christian nationalists have a common goal of reasserting white cisgender heteropocracy, oh boy, as the law of the land. And yeah, well, somebody needs to beat somebody over the head with a law book, I think, but that's just me. Cade Smith, ACLU attorney. Just as marriage equality did not bring liberation to our communities, neither will the fall of Roe or Obergefell. or any other legal precedent mark the end of our fights for transformative justice. And the last statement, fundamental right, regardless of what the backlash insists, is simple to be. Well, the problems that arise from all this are simple. All those people out here who are kind of sitting around scratching their heads what's next have a problem with most of the crap that's going on in the public realm of legislation and all that. I mean, you know, what good is any kind of gun control legislation if you don't come down hard, and I mean hard, on people that are convicted with having a gun during the commission of a crime? It should be made a felony to start with. Let's start with that. Secondly, if they use that gun, well, maybe they need to be treated as the biblical sport of removing the appendage they use to hold the weapon. Ooh, yeah, I'm seriously of that kind. Anybody who goes after kids doesn't deserve to be able to reproduce or a few other things as well, in my opinion. Now, this is my opinion. You got to remember that. I will suggest further that if somebody really wants to get things hopping along, well, it's real simple. Everybody listen to this program, or everybody that hears it, share it with somebody. I didn't leave nothing out. Share it with somebody. If they feel the same way about things as what is stated, then those people need to do me a favor. I'm going to ask you to do some after-hours work. Guess what? Everybody and their mother-in-law, and I mean everybody who has heard anything in this diatribe I've let out that they don't like, in terms of the idea, molesting little kids or what it might be, get the number to the White House and call those mothers up and tell them what you think. Now, use good English, no swear words. You can liken them to pond scum at any point in time you wish, or some slimy thingamabob that lives in it. I think most of these people that do these things right now, and they'll love this, are the same kind of people that live in toilets. Now, if all of us, and I mean all of us, myself included, and I've made calls, better believe I have, if all of us take this to be of value and think that this that effort of this type, now this is prior to the elections. Oh, by the way, we may not make it to the elections. There's some things coming up. You'll see what I mean. But get their phone number. Call them up. Get your email address. Fill up the mailboxes. Send them regular old snail mail. I don't know what it costs now, 50 cents, something like that. Well, think about it as an investment in the future of the protections for your children and grandkids, or somebody whose kids are really nice kids that you happen to know, a friend of yours. Think about helping them win a fight that so far has been pretty nasty. Well, it's time to put it together. Listen to this song and you tell me. We'll be right back. And if that song don't tell you what it is, then maybe you ought to play it for some black people in the hood. They know what that is. They know exactly what that is. But you make too many waves, rock the boat too hard, and it toss you in a river. Well, guess what? Past time for all that. Those people that would toss you in the river ain't there no more. Ooh, yeah, think about that very carefully. What we have is the United States military, a majority of them, not all of them, a majority of them, and we have a bunch of things getting ready to transpire that's going to change everything you're familiar with. And what you need to do is get yourself together. Get a gun, get food and water, and be prepared to survive maybe a month, maybe two, we'll see. But at the very best, your main thing, your main drive ought to be to come together. Black, white, yellow, orange, whatever, come together. Everybody come together. We need a bunch of things done, and these politicians ain't doing them. So my suggestion to you is go out there as an individual. You got the capabilities, and get her done.